Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am, and it's great to be here today. Hi, everybody.
And our regular psychic is here. Aloha, Dale. Are you there, Dale?
Aloha, Johnny. Yes, I am.
Aloha, Dale.
Now, I'm trying.
Aloha.
Wait, you guys. I have tried so hard to get back to Hawaii just for a visit to see the waves. It's about driving me crazy at this point. I'll do anything, but
no.
At this point, it's not open yet for 2 weeks. I mean, you have to be quarantined for 2 weeks. And what am I going to do, stay in a room for 2 weeks, you know? So,
I don't know.
How
do they monitor that kind of thing anyway, Dale? Like, how do they really keep track of who's staying in once they arrive?
Neighbors. Well, they really have a good paper trail. They have a good paper trail on you. Neighbors turn you in because they don't want you around and Airbnb stuff. And everybody turns you in if you don't belong there. It's a very tight-knit place.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Yeah,
they've been fined $1,000 to $5,000 if they escape. So I don't even know why they're going there. But, I mean, they're giving people the coronavirus, and the Airbnb is just out of control, and it's rough. And I'm very upset with that, very upset. Because I want to go. And, I mean, I can't. I'm not going to go and stay in a room or a place or a friend for 2 weeks and go crazy, you know?
How long you want to stay all together.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
I want to stay for 2 weeks.
Hopefully it will change soon for you, because I don't blame you. If that was my home, I would want to be there, especially Hawaii. So beautiful.
Oh,
yeah.
That's part of my home. That's part of it, and Nevada, that both of them are so beautiful. But I had such a great day today. Can I tell you about it?
Would love to hear it.
Reno has opened up a lot of places. I didn't know that the mall was open. They have the Meadowood Mall open, and I'm going, whoa. You know, the mall's open. We went to Atlantis, which is a casino, and it's the first buffet in Nevada to open in Reno. And it's like all you can eat, and they serve it to you like they would on a cruise ship. You don't touch anything. And they have screens and everything. You know, it was fine. I got there. I figured I'd go to the afternoon one because there wouldn't be that many people, because Friday night is the Friday night fish buffet, so I figured that'd be crazy. So I went in there at, I'd say about 12 o'clock. I was the first one to get in. 150 things to eat. I kid you not.
Wow.
Anything, and next time I go, I'm going to photograph it. Anything and everything you can imagine to eat. And it was.
How
and then
much
plus
for
it was,
that?
Huh?
How much for all you can eat? How much for all you can eat adult plate?
Oh, there? At Atlantis?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was $22, but you get 10% off or something if you're a local. So
that's pretty good.
What
you better be hungry, though. When you go there, you better be hungry to get your money's worth.
Oh, I was hungry.
What did you eat, Dale?
What did I eat? Everything and everything.
Yeah.
You know, I did a lot of, you know, because I didn't use carbs, but I did a lot of, like, they had pastrami, they had chicken, they had fish, they had ribs, they had just everything you could think of, they had. And they had Oriental section where you can eat Oriental food. And all kinds of things. And then the dessert bar, I got sugar-free lemon cake and something else. It was just so enjoyable. And I ate solid for an hour. And they give you all the drinks you want, not alcohol, but, you know, like Coke and coffee and all that stuff. So it was good, and it was clean. I mean, it was so clean and so nice. And it's the first buffet to open in Nevada, so I was excited to go.
I'm so glad, because you were talking about that. And that is a good thing. That is a very good thing. Getting back to a little normal.
Huh? Yeah, no, it felt
getting
very
back
normal.
To a little bit of normalcy for you must have felt really good.
Yeah, and I was surprised to see all the people gambling in the casino. I mean, you know, what's weird is, Barbara, they had up plastic dividers on each game. You know, so if you were going to play something, blackjack or craps or whatever, they had dividers. They had dividers on the machines. I don't gamble, but I was just observing. They even had a poker room with dividers. So I was really very impressed at what they did. I think this is a test case to see how it goes in Nevada. And if we're, you know, all okay, there's plenty of wide open spaces. So, you know, I took my temperature before and after. I was fine. You know, I'm fine. But I just stuffed myself. I usually don't do that. But, I mean, it was just like, oh, my God. I couldn't help myself, you know. It was so good.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think what I like best. And the shrimp was great.
Just really good.
They just have everything. And then you just point to what you want, which is nicer. And then they hand it to you. They ask you how much you want. Like, I wanted 2 shrimp. They had what we call in Hawaii manapua, which is little white rolls, and inside it has the beef, you know, the pork buns. So they had those. They had sumai. They had a lot of oriental stuff, which was good. And I know at night they have oysters, which is my forte. But, I mean, you know, it's unreal.
I would love. I'd go to the seafood. I love the seafood buffets. Well, that's wonderful. And don't you think that it should have always been that way, though, for a buffet with a lot more plastic shields? All the plastic shields, the way they're doing it, that should have been always, because nobody would even get a cold like that.
That's true. I mean, you know, you have the plastic, which is wonderful, and they give you one way in and one way out, and they escort you, and you know, and it's just like they're going to do well. I mean, they were the whole casino was mobbed, absolutely.
Oh, that's
mobbed.
Awesome! And so,
I wish
are
you
they
plot,
all wearing
plot.
Masks?
No,
the dealers
this was the first
and
one.
People. But are they wearing masks?
Are they what?
Are they wearing masks?
Yes. Yes. Everybody's wearing masks. Unless you're eating, you don't, you know, or drinking. The
mm-hmm.
bars are not open in Nevada. You're not allowed to go to the bar, which is good. We have a really good governor because he's been able to keep the death rate down to very low. I mean, it's not even 100, you know. So it's very, I mean, if he's, what he's doing now, Governor Sisolak is saying, well, we're just going into individual places. If you're messing up, we're closing you or we're fining you. So that's what he's doing. So everybody's really on their guard. And there's so many people on the road, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's just unreal. How is it in L.A.? Is there any all-you-can-eat places open?
I don't know, because I live an hour south of L.A., but I did drive up there today to do some things, and I noticed that there's so many people sitting at restaurants. Half of them are not wearing masks. They're not being careful. There's people everywhere, and, you know, most people are wearing masks, but there's just standing close, sitting close. I pulled right up for a meter for parking. I come out, and there's a bunch of people on the sidewalk cafe sitting there just, like, relaxing, like, no big deal. Of course, they're not wearing masks because they're, quote-unquote, eating. But
right.
I understand. But they were loitering around and just relaxing. It's like they still are doing everything but thinking that they're being safe with the mask wearing, but then there's so many that aren't. So I didn't like it. I'm glad to be back down here in Huntington Beach where I have wide open spaces like you were describing mm-hmm. and that you have. And I felt I feel a lot safer down here. I really do.
Well, it's a lot safer here in Minden, Gardnerville, and Tahoe. Well, Tahoe's going crazy, too. It's scary to the thought of even going up there at this point. They have everybody from the Bay Area going up to Tahoe. And I don't know. I want to go up there, but I have to think about it. Yesterday, I was telling Johnny, I was saying that I want to start photographing things, and one of my mentors is Richard Conrad, and he taught photography in Washington, and he was a 20-year veteran in the Navy, so he has a lot under his belt. Awesome photographer, and in fact, a lot of his work, if you go up on eBay and look under watercolors, you'd find some of his paintings, and so he's teaching me and going to teach me. I'm getting one of those sticks that you use for video, you know, so that I can start doing like a show so I can show Johnny that, you know, I want to film Tahoe. I want to film areas that are unique.
That's
what
wonderful.
I want to do.
And you have a lot of places to photograph between your two homes. Wonderful, beautiful scenery. So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
That'll be really fun for you.
But not only here. I want to photograph different places. I mean, I'm going to go all over the place and photograph. It's what I hope to do. I mean, once I get good at it, I got to start somewhere, and I'll start. You know, so that's what I'm
saying. How would you like to be somebody, which maybe you were at that point a little bit, like being a retired person and just ready to go with your partner and travel the world because you're retired and you just were so excited. You had all these places that you were planning on seeing around the whole world, and then you couldn't do it because of Corona. I mean, there's so many people like that. What a disappointment, huh?
Well, you know what? This too shall end. Give it time, and in time it will. So we will be able to go back to traveling and stuff, but it won't be the same as it was before. It'll be.
But do you think that's okay, though, Dale? Don't you think that's okay?
I mean,
I prefer it. I prefer all the careful plastic shields and all of that. I like that.
I do too.
Way to live, a new way to live, yes.
I like that because then you won't get sick as much. You know, so
you're
I like
sick
that.
At all. Yeah, me too.
And I don't like the idea of wearing masks 24/7. I forget. I'll get out of my car and do DoorDash, and they'll go, oh, I forgot my mask. But, you know, it's neat, Barbara, is the fact that when I left Atlantis, I DoorDashed in Reno and made half my money back that I spent for paying for lunch. So that was cool. But anyway, Johnny, are you there?
Yes, we have a caller waiting.
Oh, great.
All right.
Catch that caller through.
216, you're on
the air. Hi, caller. You're on live with Psychic Dale Shearer. How are you doing today?
Good. Hi, Dale. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Wonderful.
And who's there?
My name is Sharon.
And where are you calling from?
Ohio.
Ohio. One of my favorite places that I passed through 5 times as a child. It was on my list. It was on my list to live there as a kid. But anyway, how can I help you? Yeah, it is. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is lots of areas, especially Columbus. Well, I've been at my job now for 4 months. I'm going on my 5th month, and I love it. I'm working at home. And my boss just told me last week that she's extending my contract. I'll be there till January at least. Do you see me there next year? And will I ever be offered it full time? It has to get approved from up to higher.
What type of work is it?
I work in private banking at a bank.
Okay. There's no doubt in my mind you will be approved. Whether it is that you work full time, they may not want to pay the insurance.
That's why I want permanent for the insurance. That my insurance now sucks. Excuse my French. Plus, I get a raise, I'm sure.
Right.
You're
definitely getting a raise. Hello? You're definitely getting, listen to me, you're definitely getting a raise. But the problem is they don't really want to pay the insurance. So it may take a while, but they do like your work. They do like what you do. So you have a good job.
That's what's important. So you see me there next year.
Yeah.
Perfect. Anything
else?
And
the year after, if you want. Okay?
Yeah,
have you been listening to our show? Have you been listening to our show?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've been listening to the show. You were on vacation.
No,
you
today.
Today.
I just wanted to know if you could hear us quite well. Okay.
No, I didn't listen
thank
to
you
it.
For,
no.
Thank you.
Mm. Are you there?
What else? Yeah, I'm here.
Here.
Okay, thank you.
I'm fostering. Since I'm working at home, I'm able to foster dogs now, which I love dogs. I have a little Cooper with me. He has so much anxiety. I'm so worried about him. Is he okay?
Oh, boy, I'm an animal lover. I wouldn't know unless I saw a picture of the dog. I can't tell.
That's okay.
But if you foster dogs, send one to me.
I have a golden doodle right now. But I found him a great home. I live in a condo. He can't live here. He needs to be in a backyard with a companion and a where to run. I mean, of course he's happier instead of being in a bin, but I'm holding him to a doctor picks him, to the person picks him up next week. I just love him. I've done nothing but love him to death for the past week because he was so abandoned by his last owners. He was underweight. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, I don't want to hear it.
Fine now.
I have a very soft spot when it comes to animals, so... Anyway, thank you for calling, okay?
Have a nice evening.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now, before we go to the next caller, I should probably give the number to call. It's 516-531-9874. And, Dale, do you want to give out your number?
No, I don't want to mix people, so we're good. Give your number again, or Barbara can do it.
Okay, life after happiness.
531-9874.
Okay, everybody call now.
Give the area code, John.
Okay, let's start over.
516-531-9874.
Okay, that is the number, everybody, to call now to have your complimentary reading by Psychic Dale Shear. So good. And we're going to give her number at the end of the show, not to confuse you. Okay? So great.
Okay.
And, hey, I want to ask Dale about that last caller real quick. I recognize that caller from a long time ago, her voice and where she's from. And we hadn't heard from her for a long time. So that's cool that she called back. And that is amazing that you read that so quickly. Sometimes it just comes to you immediately. Like, you're like, oh, yeah. You're going to get a raise. Like, for sure. This one came to you so quickly.
There was no doubt in my mind. If there's a doubt, I have an awe a little bit. But at this point, no, I call it like it is and I see it. But when it comes, Barbara, when it comes to dogs, or, like they show that commercial on TV about the dogs being abused, I'll sit there and cry. I can't handle it. I don't want to deal with it. You know, I love animals so much that, I mean, if I could do anything in the world, I would just have animals, dogs, on a piece of property. And, what can I say?
So many people feel that way. Yes, I can't watch those sad shows either. But that's cool, though, that sometimes it just comes to you so quickly with, no lengthy thinking or anything. I love that. It's amazing.
Okay, Barbara, I want to ask you a question. Because the thing is, I produced television for 5 years in Hawaii called ESPNU. I did a show. How we did it was we did the show, and then we put it on Facebook, and then we put it on all the other, you know, Twitter and whatever. And we, at one point, had 6,000 phone calls in 1 hour. And that was visual, okay?
Wow.
What I'd like to do in the future is, if we could, if Johnny would allow it, I'd like to do a series of shows where we can have, you know, like Zoom, where you can have all those people, and you can ask questions, and I can answer them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, people would love to see. I think people love it, but people do love podcasts, too. They became a rage. So,
yeah,
Johnny,
yeah.
Well, you know, what are you thinking? You want people to go straight to the Roku channel?
I think that there's people on both sides. Like, for example, there's some people, you know, the moment that it turns video, they get nervous, whereas they become more relaxed over radio. And then there's some people that would rather be on television rather than on radio. I mean, I think that's different. It's really, there's a, like the Roku has a different mindset to it. For instance, you know, the people who are, you know, one of the things that I've heard from people that come on here is they say, I can do this in my pajamas, you know.
Right.
And
right.
You can't really do that with the not. I'm not putting down the Roku. I'm just saying it's different taste. There's a different kind of anxiety, and I'm not saying that one is worse than the other, but I think that you don't understand what I'm saying, Barbara.
Okay, and this is what I've
Whoa.
Learned, Johnny.
Of course,
I have learned one thing in all the years I've been on this earth. Which is try anything and everything within reason, because you're never going to know till you try. And I could have been – there was one show that I chose to not do many years ago. It was called The Other Side. And the reason I chose not to do it was Sylvia Brown was on it, and I couldn't handle her ethics. And they begged me to do the show, and I couldn't do it because of her. I didn't want to be associated with her in any way, shape, or form, so I didn't do it. And what happened was everybody became mega famous. And I do regret not doing it. I probably should have handled it in a different way, probably would have punched her out. So, I mean, you know, what could I say? I just,
yes.
There's times that you... Huh?
You went with your gut decision on that, and
yep.
You know, it could have gone so differently, but it just wasn't the time for you to become, you know, whatever with her. So who knows? What if you would have done that, and then you would have been connected to her your whole rest of your career? That you would have regretted.
I didn't want to do that. I did not want to do that, and so. That was my nemesis. So anyway, I'm basically trying to say you should try anything and everything that comes your way. Because look at Johnny. Look how wonderful he's doing with this show. He's just starting out on Roku, and he's interviewing people and doing all sorts of things. And it's getting better and better and better and better. And it's exciting. And if he didn't never try to do this, you know, who knows what might have happened, but he had the guts to do it. And that's why I'm saying is that he should have the guts to do a lot of other things.
Now, I will tell you this. You know, it's funny because when I tell people about the Roku, they think TV show. It's actually a TV channel. It's not a TV show. And
right.
The reason I correct people on that is because it means that I can probably put television shows on there. Let me explain to you what that means. That means that like, I can set it up to where if somebody does a show, they can see the episodes like one right after the other, you know, boom, 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 boom. And I can, and a lot of the things I want to do down the road is I want to get into a logo, buy a logo, you know, something fancy,
mm-hmm.
something nice to wear that, you know, And what I was thinking of doing is buy a series of logos, you know, so that people will know, like, if we have a particular guest, you know, that's on or helps out with the channel or something, that this person would have a logo or something. That's just a thought. But I'd like for Barbara to have a logo. And I'm also looking into various ways of having Barbara be able to upload videos to the channel independently of me. Because I want the problem is that if every time that a video is uploaded, it's me doing it, there's not going to be a lot of content because I don't have as much time. But if it's something like, and also, you know, I want to, you know, there's lots of things. And I'm going to probably make another channel, a second channel down the road, maybe a couple of months. It'll be for Barbara. This will be Barbara's channel. You know, I want Barbara to have a channel to where she can market herself, monetize herself, and I want to help Barbara out because I love her. And also, you know, she's trying to raise a daughter, and we all know how that is. And I want to keep Barbara, and, you know, I'm looking out for Barbara. So
yeah,
I'm
going to
see Johnny.
Yeah.
You know what I think I've always wanted to do is call something LLH and get people to understand what that is. And it might take a little time, but Life, Laughter, Happiness is such a long title. Just like Saturday Night Live, they do SNL. Why can't people
start to know us by our
abbreviation?
I love the name. I do love the name Life, Laughter, Happiness, but I will tell you I have a lot of people that get it wrong. I mean, they say that it's just sort of and I guess it's kind of like, I mean, there's an appreciation for it, I think. But I want people to understand what I'm trying to do. In the same, as long as it doesn't take away from people understanding what I'm trying to do, which is universal, you know, or if people forget what the LLH stands for.
Johnny, people will understand because the stuff that you have up there now is diversified. And that's the key word. I want to diversify all my talent. Anyway, do we have another phone call or what?
We sure do. This is 856.
Hey, caller. It's your turn with Psychic Dale Shear. You're on live on Life After Happiness. How are you doing today?
Hi, Barbara. This is Laura. How are you?
Hi, Laura. Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
Yeah.
What do you have today for Dale?
Hi, Dale.
Laura,
hi.
Where are you from, sweetie?
I'm in New Jersey.
How's it?
It's pouring rain.
I'm from Jersey too. What? It's raining? What'd you say? It's raining?
Yeah, it's pouring. Storming actually out here. Yeah, big storm.
Oh,
and
wow.
I
remember those days. I remember as a kid those days.
Yeah,
what part
so
of Jersey?
I think you made the right decision with Sylvia Brown. So
I think you're
much better off, okay?
Thank you so much for agreeing. Thank you. What part of Jersey are you from?
I live down around Terry Hill.
Okay. That's where all my cousins live. It's a very wealthy area and a very lovely area. It's a fun place to be from. It's on the border of Philly, and it's lots of neat restaurants. Do they still have diners over there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I miss that so much. Anyway, how can I help you?
Well, I have a phone interview next week for a 6-month contract. It's next Wednesday. And I wondered if you see me getting that contract or something else.
What is the contract for?
It is for at a company on a project.
It's for a company on a project. Okay.
No, it's doing change management.
What management?
Changes in processes and getting the work.
Barbara, she's breaking up. So, what is it? She said, Barbara?
Did you say Laura Entertainment Management?
No, Change Management.
Change.
What is
Change? What is that?
What is that?
So that's whenever there's big changes in processes or new software, or
it could be
a merger and acquisition. Getting the work ready. Yeah.
Okay. I see you something to do with having to do with the stock market. I don't know if this is that or something else. I see stocks around you, and I see you trading stocks or working with people that trade stocks in the future. I see you being making a lot of money, an enormous amount of money in the near future, so it doesn't matter what you get. If you get this job or something else, there's something else that's going to come along, and there's a lot of money in connection with it, and it's very, very, very wonderful.
Wow. I can't imagine that. Wow, that would be great, though. I would love that.
But I'll tell you, there's stuff I see in the future, and that is my forte, is the future. And it may not happen for 6 weeks or more, but it happens, and I get a call back every time. And you are going to be one wealthy, happy lady that when this virus is over, you'll be able to travel the world if you want to. And call us back, because Barbara and I will go with you. I promise.
Yeah.
I will do that. All right. Well,
for
thank
sure.
You.
And then
I love it.
What is the guy you're with? Who's he?
I'm not with a guy.
Okay. What was the guy you were with? The relationship.
Oh, I haven't been in a relationship for a long time.
Okay, well, surprise, surprise, surprise. One is coming. And very good looking, is a techie in the field that you're in. Lovely. You meet him through work or through somebody else. Good looking guy, very, very smart. There's a B in his name. And call me when you meet him.
Hey, that sounds great. I like that.
Me too.
And
what is in it? What letter did you say? P or what
B
letter?
Like, B like boy. B, B. A B like boy.
It's in that, the name. It doesn't start with it, but it could
be in
the name. Okay.
In the name.
And the full name?
And
the full name, even last name?
Look, I'm not that good. Okay.
Well, you are on a roll, though. Oh my God!
I am on a roll.
Exciting.
I have to tell you something funny, though. Stay alive. One of my best friends now, she's 90 now, but she used to work for me in Hawaii, and she came to me for a reading, and she lost her diamond ring, which was very important to her. Now, I have a gift, Barbara. I can find anything that's not mine, that's lost.
Uh-huh.
Don't ask me how. I just can't. So I told her where to look for the ring, and she found it. And she calls me back, and she says, "Damn, you're good." I go, "What?" She said, "I found my ring exactly where you said it would be." So it's. You know, that kind of thing. This lady has a bright future. She has one of travel, one of lots of fun, except for one thing. I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Laura.
What was your name again? Laura.
Laura.
Laura?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Who drinks around you? Who does a lot of drinking around you?
So nobody currently, but I had a friend who passed away a few years back, and he drank a lot.
Yes. Okay. And was there liver damage or heart damage?
She was a smoker too, so she actually died from lung cancer.
Okay, but she drank a lot. Okay.
I also have a cousin who passed from What's that called when your liver from, she was an artist.
Yeah, I know. Barbara, what is that? Cirrhosis of the liver.
And she passed away from it.
Okay, well, all these people that have passed are coming through, and they're that have had the liver problems and had had drinking problems, and they're saying, don't you touch alcohol at all. And they're also saying that they wish you well. They're watching over you, and they know you're going to make it.
Oh, great. I love that. Thank you, okay. Dale. Yeah, thank
okay,
you.
Sweetheart.
Take care.
You have a nice day.
You too. Thank
okay.
you. You too, Barbara.
Thank you're welcome. Thanks, Laura. What a bright reading. Full of good, exciting things in her future.
That's the type of readings I do in person. And I'll give out my phone number. It's 808-372-1816. It's a Hawaiian number, but I'm in Nevada and I'm stuck here. I can't get back to Hawaii, which I want to do. 808-372-1816. But I don't mind being here because it's absolutely beautiful.
Good. Wow.
Okay.
Well, that's good. So everybody can do a private reading alone, not on the air, with Dale Shear. You've got the number. Contact her after the show and set it up.
Yeah, and I also do counseling, so it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool.
I think if it's all in one, I feel like the psychic readings are a bit like of counseling. I consider it counseling.
Yeah.
Yes. And Barbara, you do it as well. You're very intuitive. You're very psychic. And I love working with you because of that. So that's cool.
Oh, well, thank you.
Right.
That's nice that you noticed that in me. That's totally cool. Oh, we have another person?
One to no one.
I knew you were going to say that, Dale.
I could spot a psychic person a mile away. I could feel the energy.
Wow.
And I turn around and I look at it going, oh my God, that person's psychic. Okay, we have another person. Go ahead.
But Dale, did you notice that, like, about me when I first started working with you? Because you've been saying it just lately.
No, I was nervous when I first started working with everybody. But now I'm fine.
Totally. Okay, well, there's another caller waiting. We want to get as many in as possible today.
860.
Hi, caller. You are on live with Psychic Dale Shear. How are you?
Hi, thank you. Hungry for all the food she's talking about?
Oh, I know.
They
can hear you, Dale. She's hungry. She heard all about the food you ate.
Oh, let me tell you, girl. It was so good. I could die for it. I mean, you know, and I didn't even go to the fish night. I mean, they have a brunch. They have fish. They have, just
you're
incredible. It was so good. It was, you know, when you go munch without a buffet, that, you know, Nevada is known for their buffet. And you go munch without a buffet, it hurts. It hurts. I mean,
if you're used to that, and the people do. People are. I know a lot of other people too, Daryl, just like you, that love those buffets. And they're doing it all the time, not just once in a while. They're doing it a couple times a week.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't overdo it. I'll just eat the high protein, low carb, you know, and just go for it. And it's just unreal.
Nice.
Okay. What is your name? Where are you from?
Oh, yeah. My name is Lisa. I'm from Connecticut.
And how can I help you?
I am wondering what good things I have coming for me. I would like the last girl's reading. That was really nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Johnny forgot to tell you. You got to be specific. Be specific.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, across the news, I have it on mute, but it said passenger plane crashes in India, at least 16 killed in Calcutta. and heavy rain, poor visibility. I just wanted to let you guys know that. I mean, I don't have it on volume. Okay. I have it on mute.
Okay.
Okay.
I did hear that.
So,
too.
You did too. Okay. I'm sorry, sweetheart. What was the question?
I am starting to have a life again because I was sick for a long, long time, and I'm wondering, is there a life there for me at 62 years old?
Oh, my God, you're not dying, girl. It's just a beginning of life at 62. I mean, you almost died.
46 years of illness, so never thought this would happen. This is a blessing.
May I ask what you had, sweetie?
I have a whole bunch of autoimmune diseases and something called genetic mutations where my body wasn't processing vitamins or minerals.
Can I ask you something? How did you get rid of it? How did you get better?
I did a gene test at Anne-Louise Gittleman. I've been reading Anne-Louise Gittleman's book since I was a teenager, and she's from our state, and she said to me, you need to do the medical side of the ancestry, and I did. And all these things came up, and I got rid of things. I was about to have sinus surgery. They didn't know what to do with me, and I was allergic to histamine foods and sulfur foods. And I was almost bedridden. I mean, I couldn't get out of bed. I was so sick, and I just got getting better and better all the time.
That is fantastic. And then there's several other ways to do it as well. The DNA testing is one. My sister-in-law has leukemia from Hawaii, and she just flew to the City of Hope. And first they gave her chemo, and she's fine on remission, but they're going to do DNA and take her, not DNA, what do you call that, Barbara?
Genetic?
No. No, take all that. It's not DNA. It's I'll think of it later on. They take stuff out of you and reclaim your blood and redo it and then put it back. But I can't think of what it
dialysis?
Is. But it's the actual
dialysis.
No.
But I know somebody does that. They go, they get infused with vitamins and it gets all the other stuff out. But, okay, you're going to think of that. But this is just amazing, caller, that you are cured after 40-something years of just living with this daily, and now you are cured. Are you cured?
That's wonderful.
I still have problems, but I have a life again. I was almost bedridden. I couldn't function at all.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, but you're gonna function fine. You're going to function fine. It's step by step, day by day, one day at a time, and it's going to be beautiful. So just hang in there. You're doing everything right.
Well, I have a career.
And
was a barber. I can't go back to barbering. I'm too old to pay and stand there all day. I don't know what to do.
Do it at home.
No, I can't. No, you can't just ask men into your house. It's not a good idea these days.
Oh, I see. I forgot Barbara. Because my hairdresser, I go to her at her home. sorry. You will be able to go back to barbering as much as you think you can't. Even though, you know, you could sit down and do it, there's other ways you could do it. So when this lifts of the virus and when we all get shots and, you know, we're all fine, you'll be able to do it if you want to.
What if she doesn't want to? Is there a different option for her? Maybe she wants to start totally fresh.
It's very hard to develop a client.
What do I look like, a soothsayer?
I want to know. What else is there for her?
Come on. I can't pull something out of the air and say, wow, this is what you're going to do. I don't know. I think she should get married, find somebody that loves her, and march on from there.
Do what?
get married.
Find somebody to love you and march on from there.
Okay. Okay.
No, but I mean career-wise, career-wise, there's other things that there's cosmetology, there's putting makeup on, there's all kinds of other things that can be done.
Okay.
In your field. What do you want to do?
I don't know anymore. I never thought this opportunity would present itself.
Yeah, but it did. It did. I see you working with something with animals.
Yeah.
So, could be dogs, could be pet sitting, could be house sitting, could be, you know, when people go away and they want their dogs watched or whatever. Could be something of that, where you give the animals love. I see something of that sort.
Okay.
Okay? So think about that. And look in Craigslist. They always are looking for pet sitters, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. I hope she calls back with updates. That's an amazing story. I loved hearing about that.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of amazing stories today. A lot of beautiful people are calling, and it's nice. It's nice to hear it. And like I want to say, Johnny, there's a lot of fame surrounding you, and you're going to grow into a very big producer. So we're all hanging on there, hanging in there, and see what happens. Ooh,
there's a lot of fame.
What?
What do you mean by a lot of fame?
Say what?
Did you say fame?
No. I don't understand.
I don't think she did not say that. She said there's a lot of great things that have happened today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a lot of great callers, and you're included. She's including you in a positive future.
I understand. I got you.
A very positive future.
Yeah.
Very positive.
That's wonderful. I liked how what you told the caller about her age when she said, I think 63. Because it is young. I mean, time flies so fast. I don't feel like I change that much year to year.
I wish I was 53. No, it was a good year.
I think she said 63. I think she said 63. 53 is very young. Oh, my gosh. But 63 is still very young. 63, you're able. Body person.
No, you are as young as you feel. You're as young as you want to be. I mean, life is too short to just put yourself in a box. I don't care how old you are, to put yourself in a box and say, this is all I want to do, and just give up. Life is for the living, not for the dead. And as long as you're living, you're alive. So go for it and just do whatever you want to do. That's within reason.
Yeah.
That you can.
It seems so
that you can.
Strange after so many years without that mindset at all, basically, at all. And then all of a sudden you have that mindset. I think she should write down as her day goes on, write down, hey, I'm interested in that. I'm interested in this. And just write down all your interests that, like, pique your interest. Pretty soon you're going to figure out what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. That's for sure. And like Johnny, he's like 24/7 coming up with something wild. I mean, and you, I'd like to see you come up with something wild and do things. But you have a daughter, so it's rough.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm spread a little thin, but I'm good too. I'm great, and I'm happy. I'm really fulfilled and happy. And I don't just wait for something to happen until that happens. To feel that way. I like to enjoy my moments and walk out and hear the birds chirping or walk in and hear my own birds chirping. You know, I like just to enjoy what I have right there in front of me. It's just, why not enjoy
wonderful.
That?
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And I like to go out and get in my car and take drives and see scenery and And we have a place called East Lake, and it has a lake, and it's just, you know, I'd like to go that way to Reno and try different ways to go to Reno and see different things, you know, or go up to the lake and you know, find a beach and do things.
We have a great wide web out there. You can type it in. What should I do in my area? And there's always hundreds of things. People who live in and grow up in the same area, sometimes they haven't even seen their area. Explore your own town.
That's a fact. I haven't seen all of Tahoe, and I lived there for 30 years. I mean, you know, I mean, there's back roads and all kinds of things I've never been up. So that's a nice thing to do.
Yeah, start exploring, everyone. All right.
Where are we at, Johnny?
John is going great. Where are we, Johnny?
We do explore. It's 919.
It's great. Hi, caller. It's your turn with Psychic Gail Shear. How are you today on Life Master Happiness?
I'm great. Thank you for taking the call. My name is Kay.
Hi, Kay.
Hi.
Where are you from?
Right into my question. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. Okay. How's it down there?
Hot. Hot.
What are you guys doing? Is the coronavirus real bad down there?
It's probably one of the epic centers, although our governor don't necessarily agree.
I see.
It's really bad. It's really bad. And the mayor is more supportive. We're the state that the governor brought a lawsuit against the mayor for trying to have the mask mandated. Yeah.
Yeah. What people don't realize, the masks are extremely important because if you notice, you won't find anybody right now or too many people that have colds. It's not only to protect yourself from the virus, but, you know, maybe they can come up, Barbara, with an innovative mask that would be real, you know, eye-popping and real cute, you know, but they need that.
I'm still in a good old South where a lot of people don't necessarily believe in the COVID. I know. I'm trying to keep it very politically correct.
I know. There isn't any word politically. They think this is a political thing, and it isn't. It's a life or death matter. It's if you don't wear it, you can give it to somebody or get contracted, and there's proof.
Yes.
I mean, so it does exist. It is there. And I would say prove me different that it isn't there, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway,
like
what's your...
My question is, let me make it simple. Am I going to stay in the position that I'm in? Or no, should I stay in the position that I'm in? Or is it time to start looking for another job?
Eventually, you should start looking for another job. You'll stay in the position you're in for a while, but it's not long. And, yes, you should start looking, and it doesn't hurt to look.
Okay.
But you're going to get something way better than you have now and way better than you thought. So it's going to be very positive. So just look. It doesn't mean you have to take it. Just look.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
You
hang in there.
Okay. Thank you. I thought I should.
Thank you. Okay. What are we up to, Johnny? We have another one or what?
Okay. We do. Do you want to make this the last one, or because this is this? What do you want to do?
We can. All right, it's not a problem, and then I'll give out my number, and we'll do the shout-out, and we'll do everything. Okay, what's
the
phone number?
This is our last caller, so this is one that we have, so we'll be the last one. This is area code 512.
Okay, where is that located?
Hey, caller, hello. Where are you located, and what is your name?
I'm Rebecca from Austin, Texas.
Texas. Hi. Oh, boy. You've been hit hard over there with the virus, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. So
yeah.
What I'm going through is I am in my 30s, and I feel like I'm not progressing in life. I feel kind of stuck with my job and my life situation. I just want to see what path you see for me.
Okay. I didn't hear the last part. Well, I will tell you this. No one in this world is stuck in anything. You can get out of anything and everything anytime you want. And it's a matter of you believing that and thinking that and just going for it. That is what you need to do. Don't feel stuck, because when you feel stuck, you get depressed and you get down. And so you have to look for other options and other things to do so that, you know, something that's going to turn you on and you want to do this and you want to do that, try it. The worst is you don't do good and you move on to something else. And if you don't do good at that, you keep moving. But you're young. And I just would not settle for anything at this point in time. When people tell you you can't do it, don't believe them. You can do whatever you want. Do you get me?
Okay.
Pardon me? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes, in broader life terms, but some things are a little out of my control, like, you know, can't do much about
you can't
where
what?
I am, what kind of money I'm making, or things like that right now, you know?
I didn't get, Barbara, John, try this, I can't understand.
She said in the broader picture, yes, she agrees with you, but there are things in her circumstances that she cannot control, like how much she's making and things that are like not really in her control. So hey, caller, what is your exact question though for Dale? Do you want to continue doing what you're doing, or are you looking for something else, or you just want to know what's going to happen?
I guess what's going to happen with my career path in financial situation.
You're going to change career path. You're going to find something different. You're going to find something to your liking. It's all going to be good. The word is don't settle. As much as there is despair, as much as there is loneliness, as much as there is pain, it's going to change. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Awesome.
I'm ready,
yes,
for a shout out and do whatever. And I can,
okay,
give my phone number. Let
yes.
me give my phone number.
I have your phone number. I can do
okay.
it for you if you'd like. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
Certainly
you, everybody.
Can.
This was such a wonderful show Dale provided with her readings for everybody, Dale Shear. And now I'm going to give everybody her direct phone number. It is 808-372-1816 for Dale Shear, Psychic Dale Shear. And you can also find her at daleshear.com and Facebook. Again, 808-372-1816 for your private reading with Psychic Dale Shear. And please visit us on our YouTube channel, and you can hear yourself. If you called and got through, you can hear yourself on this show right on our YouTube channel, and then you can find all of our other shows there as well. And
yeah.
Don't forget to subscribe to us, because hey, you want us here, don't you? We need your support.
I have a question about that. First of all, it's DaleSchear. My name is spelled different. But I wanted to know, how do you subscribe? Because we're on Roku as well. How do you subscribe, Johnny? How?
You just hit the subscribe button.
I don't have a button that says subscribe. Huh?
Are you talking about the YouTube channel or the Roku?
No, I'm talking about Roku. I don't have a, I have a Roku TV, but I don't, I go just into your Life, Laughter, Happiness, but I don't know how to subscribe.
Well, I think there's, that you are subscribed if you're able to watch it.
In other words, you think when I go in there that they put me as a subscriber, is that correct?
As soon as you, I mean, you had to have added it in order to be able to watch it, because if I try watching a channel without subscribing, they won't let me. So, you know, I think you are subscribed.
I hope so. All right,
and also,
we'll look into it.
But I want to let you in on a little fact. I counted the videos on the YouTube channel. We have 350 videos.
Wait,
Our podcast. Right now, I mean, the videos that we've uploaded, it's 350.
You mean Roku?
No,
we only have a few on that. Our podcast, Laughter, Happiness Podcast, 352.
Yeah.
Okay, but what channel? Is that on YouTube, or where is that?
Yeah, on YouTube. On YouTube,
well, you need to say that.
Channels.
On YouTube, we have 352.
Videos.
That is wild. That is exciting.
Yeah, 350 videos.
And we're moving right up there to the big time, you guys.
Yeah, we got a lot of shows. We have a lot of shows on a lot of subjects and topics that everybody can find something they enjoy there.
350. And the show's anniversary is coming up. That's August 18th.
Oh, great. Let's celebrate it.
John,
are you keeping track of how many shows we each do? Like, we used to celebrate Dale on, you know, when I hit 100 shows, we'd have a little celebration, and we'd have a little celebration another one would.
I'd
have
to look. I mean,
there's a lot.
I'm sure there's a way to find out. I'd have to look. I'm sure I could find out, but
okay.
No, I haven't.
But you're talking about YouTube.
Definitely.
You are talking about YouTube, right?
Yes, on YouTube, we have 350 videos uploaded.
Well, that you do. That's exciting. I have to go look at all of them. I've been looking on Roku, not on YouTube.
Oh, no. We only have a few on Roku. Okay.
Yeah.
Bill,
but what
please
I want to do
because
on Roku is have.
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
There's actually a lady that I was contacting, and I told her, because she makes movies, she's a movie maker, and I told her I wanted to put one of her movies on the channel. So that, you know, it'll be like, you know, it premieres on our channel. You know, sort of like, you know, HBO gets theirs and their premieres. This is something that you only get to see on here, you know. And
that's exciting.
Yeah, because she'll have a place to put her stuff. And she's like a video TV person, you know, and she just needs a place to put her stuff. So if I can help her have a place to put her stuff, then, you know, that'll be good. And I am going to, I mean, I'm doing lots of stuff, you know, with the Roku channel, but I think that there's a lot of stuff that I'm learning that I didn't know. So that when I make the next channel, I'm not going to make the mistakes that I made the first time. Like, the next channel is going to be Barbara's channel.
That'll
I want
cool.
Barbara to have a channel.
That'll be cool.
Gosh,
yeah.
Thank you. That's
forward,
so sweet of Johnny. I said that's so sweet of
what?
You, Johnny.
Well,
I said
forward,
that's
Harry.
So sweet
are we,
of you.
Are we ending the show? I don't know where we're going here.
Yeah.
I think
nowhere.
We're
going nowhere. Okay. Yeah. Right. So, okay, separate. We have all of our podcasts on YouTube, plus a latest show, you guys. I had an emergency come up. I couldn't make it, unfortunately, but I've watched half of the show that you and Dale did, Johnny and Dale and Richard. Her friend Richard was on as well on the Roku channel, which you can see them. You can see Dale. Some of you've never even seen Dale, and except for her photo on Facebook, but and her books. But she was interviewed, and they talk a lot about her books and her background. So make sure you go to your Roku and find us under the category of learn, or not learn, education, because we're called Life, Laughter, Happiness, Learn, and we are teaching a lot of great things. So please go and watch that. And while you're there, write a review. It takes like 3 minutes of your time. Write us a review. Johnny would really appreciate that.
How do you do that? How do you do that?
That's what she wants to know how to do, Johnny. She wants to know how to write a review.
Yeah, I
want to
know that. And then, Barbara, something I wanted to... Barbara, there's something I wanted to do with you that you might be interested in. I taught tarot cards in the very beginning of my career. I'd like to teach. I wrote a book, How to Read the Cards in 1 Hour or Less. I'd like to do a mini teaching of how to read tarot cards.
Oh, great.
I don't know if you'd be interested in that, but you would need the Rider-Waite deck, and I could teach you very simply how, or teach the people out there how to read their own cards to know their own future as well.
Oh, I have two decks of those. My daughter's really into it. She'll probably join in on that. Yes.
Well, we can put her on, too. We can put her on and do a reading on her. That would be kind of cool.
Oh, she would love it. I think she would. That would be awesome.
All right.
All kinds of things we can do on our TV channel on Roku. So
yeah,
make sure you go get Roku, everybody.
Yes, get Roku, because I've had,
I've
had it for 25 years, and I own stock in the company, and I bought it when I was $40 a share. I won't give it up. I love it.
I'll never forget the reaction that Dale got when we first heard about it. That was hilarious. You remember that, Barbara? I have Roku.
I
would think of you guys would do TV when I didn't even know you were doing it. That's wild. Okay.
I know.
I'll see you next
week. Like, Barbara's going to be on television. And we actually messaged each other. Like, she doesn't know. And we go, oh, she doesn't know.
Oh, crazy. Okay, you guys.
And you know all about it. I thank you so much. We thank you so much, Dale, for the great readings, and thank you callers and listeners and Johnny for all that you do, and
thank
everybody.
You,
just have a great night and a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday with Dale. We'll see you guys Monday, but we'll see Dale again next Friday.
Thank you.
Good night.
Aloha. Good night.
Aloha.